The previously orderly meeting is dissolving into the kind of carnage that can only ensue when most of the members of an international joint liaison committee turn into brain-eating zombies. Luckily, they're not Sam Raimi zombies. They're just mid-level bureaucrats whose cerebral cortices have been abruptly wiped in the presence of a do-nah summoning geometry. In this case, embedded in the dissolve between two PowerPoint slides, allowing some random extra-dimensional gibberers to move in. Half of them can't even stand up, and those who can aren't very effective yet. "Have you got her?" I ask Ramona, working my way past Anna, who is currently keeping Francois occupied by chewing on his left hand and nearly tripping over the wreckage of my tablet PC. "She's fighting back!" A stray booted foot lashes out at me, and now I succeed in falling over, on top of Sophie, as luck would have it. Sophie looks up at me with blank eyes and makes a keening noise like a cat that wants to break a furry critter's neck.
"Well, fucking do something!" I yell.
"Okay." Sophie jerks underneath me and tries to sink her teeth into my arm, but Ramona's ready with a spring-loaded syringe and nails her right through the shoulder.
"You'll need to open the ward so we can get out." "I'm going to..."
Oh, right. Ramona's a guest. I lurch upright and lunge for the blotter in front of Anna's seat, grab at her gavel and wrap it on the table.
"As the last Quorut member standing, I hereby unanimously promote myself to chair and declare this session closed."
Five heads, their eyes swimming with luminous green worms, turn to face me.
"School's out."
I race for the door, piling into Ramona as I yank the handle open.
"Got her?"
"Yes. Grab her other arm and move."
Sophie is kicking and writhing wordlessly, but Ramona and I drag her through the doorway and I yank it shut behind us. The latch clicks and Sophie goes limp.
"Hey,"
I look sideways.
"What's..."
Ramona lets go of her other arm and I stagger.
"Well, isn't that a surprise?"
she comments, looking down at Sophie, who sprawls on the hotel carpet in front of the door.
"She's dead, Jim."
"Bob," I correct automatically.
"What do you mean she's dead?"
"Poison pill programming, I think."
I lean against the wall, dizzy and nauseated.
"We've got to go back. The others are still in there. Can we break it? The control link, I mean. If it's just a transient override..."
Ramona winces and stares at me.
"Will you stop that? It's not a transient, and there's nothing we can do for them."
"But she's dead. We've got to do something. And they're..."
"They're dead too."
Ramona stares at me in obvious concern.
"Did you hit your head or something?"
"No, I'd have felt that."
"You're squeamish, aren't you?"
"We could have saved them. You knew what was going to happen. You could have warned us. If you hadn't been so fucking curious to know what was buried in the presentation, shit, why didn't you just snarf a copy and edit it yourself? This isn't the first time it's happened, is it?"
She lets me rant for a minute or so until I run down.
"Bob, Bob, this is the first time this has happened. At least the first time anyone's gotten out of one of these presentations alive."
"Jesus, then why do you keep having them?"
I realize I'm waving my arms around, but I'm too upset to stop. I have a terrible feeling that if I'd just given in to my first impulse to yank the cord on the projector...
"It's murder, letting it go ahead like that."
"We don't. My department doesn't. TLA is selling hard outside the US, Bob. They sell in places like Malaysia or Kazakhstan or Peru, and in places that aren't quite on the map, if you follow me. We've heard rumors about this. We've seen some of the, fallout. But this is the first time we've gotten in on the ground floor.
Sophie Frank was fingered by your people, if you must know. Your Andy Neustrom raised a flag. She's been behaving oddly for the past couple of months. You were sent because, unlike Neustrom, you're trained for this category of operation. But nobody else took the warning sufficiently seriously, except for your department and mine."
"What about the others?"
She stares at me grimly.
"Blame Ellis Billington, Bob. Remember, if he wasn't into the hard sell, This wouldn't have happened.
Then she turns and stalks away, leaving me alone and shaking in the corridor, with a corpse and a locked conference room full of middle management zombies to explain.